Welcome to the People's Palace of Possibility. My name's Rose, I'm part of the Bear Project team and the resident palace DJ. We've recorded this brief introduction to the palace to help orientate visitors and to make some suggestions about how best to spend your time here. There's not one fixed way to do things, but even so, we've found that taking a moment to learn more about the palace before engaging with it is a helpful thing to do. So, we're going to go on a little journey now, just down the road, not far from the palace. If possible, please leave the courtyard in the direction of the main road. We've put some chalk markings on the ground to guide you along. Turn right and head towards the traffic lights. Stop when you reach the lights and cross there, only when the green light shows, of course. Once you've crossed the road, turn right. Ahead of you, on the ground, you will see there's an arc of bricks of three different colours, some darker and some paler. Turn left here into the City of Doncaster Archives. Straight ahead of you, you'll see a statue of someone with excellent core strength. Head left in the direction that their feet and hands are pointed in, and go find a bench to sit on. You should have lots to choose from. Okay, now I'll tell you more about the palace. Put simply, the palace is a place for two things. Thinking about the future, how to make it better. Acknowledging how you feel right now. Why you want to change things. The palace is an invitation to pause and think again. And to give room to what nags at us and scares us about the times we live in. It also offers a chance to notice what's good, what's got promise, what makes us feel energised and hopeful as well. So the palace encourages you to dwell on the obvious fact that you're a person who is currently alive in the year 2024. And it asks, how's it going for you? What are your hopes and fears for 2025, 2035 or 2055? It's fitting that we're based so close to an archive, because the palace itself is a growing record of the United Kingdom's hopes and fears about the future. It collects thousands of people's responses, and it continues to invite more. The palace has visited Sheffield, London, Caithness, Rotherham, the Isle of Wight, and now it's here in Doncaster. And it will go forwards to new places too, with Doncaster's voices added to the mix. I'm now going to lead you through a quick palace exercise. Spitballing ideas for the future requires a flexible imagination, and so it's necessary to warm up before you head in. Here we go. Look at your surroundings and imagine them 10 years from now. Age the trees in your imagination. Make them taller and more distinguished looking, with more complex branches and root systems. Will their trunks change colour? Will different birds start nesting in them? Now think about the statue that greeted you as you walked in. How will it look in 50 years? Maybe it will have been joined by other statues who look less physically strong but have an obvious inner strength instead. Or maybe it will have been melted down, shaped into another figure altogether. Now imagine how the archives ahead of you might look in 100 years. Will the building have been kept in good condition all those years? Will it have futuristic add-ons that whir around its walls? Or will it be under an ocean, inhabited by dolphins who play amongst the rows and rows of waterlogged records? Now look up at the sky and imagine how it might look in 1,000 years. Will it have its familiar colours anymore? The famous blue, for example? Or will it seem like another planet's sky by that point? Will it be toxic red or a pockmarked purple? Will clouds have artificial intelligence by then? Will the stars seem nearer or further away in whatever night has come to look like? Will we have our sun anymore? Or will a new one have been dragged in? Do you imagine humans will still be around in 10,000 or 1,000,000 years? Or will a whole new range of creatures have appeared instead, with very different anatomies and intelligences? How much of the future of the Earth will we humans actually get to experience? The work of the palace is to imagine our way towards the best possible futures through the force of collective thought, to head in directions that we would not just endure, but actively enjoy. We like to imagine that this is possible, but it requires everyone's involvement. Okay, you have completed your palace exercise. You now know what the palace is, and your imagination is limbered up. So you can now head back to us and join in with all the deliberation, daydreaming, and dining that the palace invites. We look forward to welcoming you in. I'll play some music to help you on your way. Oh, and I almost forgot, I'll be in the Palace Radio today from 12 till 4 if you'd like to come and say hi.